Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in action on this Getaway Friday night, 20 minutes past the hour, first Friday in the month of May. Mother's Day coming up, going to be very cold on Mother's Day this year, 49 degrees and rainy. Joined in studio by Angie Evers, and we were discussing my refrigerator before we went to break, and I think it's perfectly normal what I have described about my refrigerator at this point.
Maybe for a guy. Not for a woman.
Now, anybody who thought about this during the break, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. What do you think about me having cookies that are 5 years old? And I'm not going to eat the cookies, but I do think a Twinkie will last forever if left in the packaging. 740-383-9944.
Well, you know, since you're good at experiments, you could experiment with a Twinkie and see how long it lasts.
I could bring a Twinkie in here and set it on the desk, and I bet it would be there forever. It would turn into a paperweight.
It probably would turn into a paperweight. So, but you'd have to put a note on there, don't eat or do not throw away.
You think?
Yes. Because somebody would probably see it.
Eat the Twinkie? Oh, Terry would eat the Twinkie in a second. Terry would come moseying in here and he'd say, oh, somebody left a Twinkie for me. And he would eat the Twinkie. I know he would.
I don't know if I've ever ate a Twinkie.
And he's diabetic.
Have you ever had a deep fried Twinkie? You know, like they have at the fair.
No, I've heard that,
though. Or deep-fried Oreo.
No, I've never gotten it. I'm not a sweets person.
Yeah. I am.
I really am not. I love an Oreo Blizzard. I wouldn't want one every night. I don't usually get dessert when I go eat. It's just not a thing. I don't know why. Because certain things I really do like Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day, when I do the cookouts, I like carrot cake. I really like carrot cake, and I'll eat a lot of carrot cake on that day, but after that day, I'm done.
Right.
I'm not a candy eater. I've got Butterfingers piled up galore at home that people have bought me, because I say that Butterfingers are my favorite candy bar, but I don't eat them.
Yeah, I like Butterfingers too, but I don't really eat candy bars either.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
I didn't clean out your Butterfingers.
Well, I don't think Butterfingers expire.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You think all food expires?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I do. I mean, would you eat any of those Butterfingers you have? No way.
Well, but I probably wouldn't have eaten them when I was given them.
Butterfingers are one of my favorite candy bars, but I've been avoiding chocolate, so.
You've never bought me a Butterfinger.
No, because I know you're not going to eat it.
No, but I would put it with the other ones.
No.
I don't know. It's just one of those things, one of those quirks that I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I like cookies too much to not eat them. Cookies are, like, one of my favorite things. I can't believe you didn't save your your special cookies. I'm surprised you didn't save one of those. That's a special cookie that you got on your birthday.
A special cookie?
Yeah, you had very special cookies on your birthday.
Well, because you took them and ate them all.
I know.
How? I couldn't.
I didn't want them to go to waste.
No, no. I ate one of them.
Yep.
I did. See, that's me not like, I'm just not a sweets person. I really like the cookies, and I have a picture of them, but...
See, pictures are good.
Yeah, but if I would have kept them, they would have ended up in the refrigerator.
Right, and yeah. Then I'd have been like, well, that was quite a bit of money down the drain. Because, I mean, you got to eat them. They're good. Good cookies. You can't waste.
Oh, I did eat one of them.
One, right.
Yeah, it was very good.
Well, me and my mom and my daughter enjoyed the rest of your birthday cookies.
Well, I've donated a lot of sweets to you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
You have.
Remember at Christmas? I was overwhelmed with sweets. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to get it out.
Right. Which I like cookies. I like cookies probably too much. I like cookies and donuts.
Donuts are good.
I made chocolate chip cookies the other day at home, but they didn't turn out. So I was really disappointed. I mean, they were...
No, I ate one of those.
Yeah, that's because I was like, you need to eat one.
It was good. I liked it.
So, but they weren't, like, shareable for, like, anybody else. I was actually going to give them
somebody. Wait a second. Whoa. What do you mean, not to anybody else?
Well, they were, like, smushed. They wouldn't come off the pan, so they were, like, really smushed. So they didn't look like a cookie. They looked like a smushed cookie. Like, they weren't presentable.
But that was okay for me?
Yes.
Now, why is this the case?
Well, because you're different.
In what way?
Well, I don't know. I knew you wouldn't care.
No, I am very unjudgmental.
But I wouldn't want to give somebody cookies like that.
Now, do you think I'm judgmental? Because I think some people believe that. But I don't think that's true.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if you are, you keep it in your head.
I don't think I've ever judged anybody.
Yeah. I mean, you do really good.
Have you even ever heard me raise my voice?
No. I know when you've been frustrated. I've seen you frustrated before.
Oh, like frustrated how?
Well, I mean, I could just tell you were frustrated. I mean, there's been, you know, a couple things. This year has been a little stressful.
But never a yell.
No. I hear somebody yelling outside.
Yeah, they're having a good time. No, but I've never been a yeller. I don't know why.
Have you heard me yell? You're thinking awful hard about
I don't,
that.
You know, probably not. We get along.
Right. We do get along.
But I've never yelled at anybody. Now, I've heard you yell at other people.
Oh, probably my daughter. I wonder why. I wonder what I was mad about.
Well, I mean, but that's okay. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, she is a teenager. 14. So, we're going through fun times right now, let me tell
you. You know, speaking of this, with Mother's Day coming up, somebody said today that I keep my mother hidden. Now, you've met my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Several times.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how was it?
Fine. I like your mom. She's nice.
Well, yeah, because you were there at Thanksgiving. Well, she wasn't there at Thanksgiving.
No.
No.
Christmas.
She was there at Christmas. Yeah.
We stopped by her house a couple times.
That's right. We did.
We brought her back some shoe fly pie.
I think she really, and I think she really appreciated that.
Yeah. So we stopped there, and then, well, we've been over there a couple times.
I don't know why people think that I wouldn't call our relationship close, but she's there.
Oh, yeah, you guys talk on the phone sometimes, not every day. Like, I like to talk to my mom every day, but...
No, about once every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just... I need 3 weeks to recover to talk to her again.
It can't be that bad.
Well, you know, it always starts out with her asking me why I haven't called her. And I say, well, why haven't you called me? Well, I'm calling you right now. I said, why did it take so long? So we have to go through that conversation before we get anywhere.
Every time?
But pretty much.
Well, if you called her every day, then you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Oh, but I'd be in a mental hospital. I don't call anybody. I have a phone problem. I can't, I don't call people. It's bad.
I know, we've talked on the phone a few times, but... I'm always like, this is so weird. We're on the phone.
Well, I don't know why I don't call people, but I don't.
I don't really call anybody but my mom. I mean, I'll call Natalie or... I mean, I probably haven't called Brandon in a long time, but Brandon, I'll send him a message, like text him, because he works night shift. So I'm always afraid to call him. I always want him to call me, but he's busy, so.
My phone rings a lot, though.
It does. Your phone does ring a lot.
It does. But see, I don't look at it sometimes. People think I'm screening calls, but really, I don't even go over and look at it.
Yeah.
Because I I'm busy doing something.
My phone will ring like a bill collector, maybe. Well, I just have a couple medical bills, but that's about it.
It's, you know, I don't know. It's just been, I calling somebody, now I can call people to, like, book an interview. I don't mind doing that.
See, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, see, I don't mind that.
I would have, like, anxiety central right there.
No, see, because I have purpose then. But just to call, how you doing? No. What's that all about?
Yeah. One of my friends messaged me the other day, and it was really nice because I hadn't heard from her in a long time. I used to work with her. And she messaged me. She said, thinking about you. And I thought that was really nice of her to do, so... But that is nice when you get a message like that.
You know, I'm trying to think of if I've ever thought about somebody. You know, I don't sit at home thinking about people from the past.
Oh, not even like a good friend?
No, I try to watch most of those people.
Well, then they must not have been a good friend.
Well, it could be. I don't, you know, I'm just, I like to be right in the present. Not in the past. But I'm that way with death, too. You know, I just sail on right through that.
Well, I haven't had to deal a whole lot with death, so, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know what... See, here's the thing. It's like worrying. You know, if you're depressed, it's not going to bring the person back. So you just have to accept it. And go on.
Yeah. My dog died. Well, he was my dog, but he lived with my mom, if that makes any sense. And he died, when was it? Probably a month ago. And that was hard. Because I got him when he was like six... I don't know how old he was, but he was just a pup. And I got him from the pound. And he was a... Chocolate Lab Basset Hound. And my mom thought he was the goofiest looking dog ever.
But I bet she misses him now.
I'm sure she does. Well, it was a little rough at the end, but, you know, I felt bad for her having to take care of him. But, you know, that was like a grand pup.
You know, it's interesting how people treat animals like people.
Oh, like you saw me talking to my dogs the other day. I said, well, I talk to my dogs all the time.
Well, that's okay. But I just, you know, I've never had, and I don't, you know, it's like people think I don't like animals because I don't have any. But I do like animals. I've never been into them. I guess because, I mean, we really didn't have animals when I was growing up. And I've never been around them a whole lot. So it's not a thing for me. I've had no kids, I've had no animals, I've had no wives. It's been a life.
But you've had a good life.
Well, I think it was because I cut those things out.
Probably.
But see, I always knew. Like, if you would have asked me when I was young, like 14 or 15, I would have told you that I did not want to be married. I would have told you I did not want kids. I would have told you that I was not a pet person. I know a lot of kids will say that, but it changes like when they're 16, 17. It always stuck with me. I was always very oriented toward school and then college and then work and then whatever I was doing. That was always where I was headed.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but why do you think you have always been like that?
Been
like just like you're career oriented, maybe.
Well, I think it's because I never thought you had to have that. I think some people feel you have to have it. That's the key to a successful life. And I never thought that. I never felt things were missing. So I didn't, there wasn't a void to fill. You know, I was lucky that I filled voids with other things. This is a big thing with me. Because I think people get to a certain point in their life who do have all that. The kids and the husbands and wives and animals and all those things. And they get to a certain point in their life, and I think they think, oh no, I'm too old now. I can't do what I really wanted to do with my life. And that's not to say you regret being married or anything, or you regret having kids. It's just you now have spent so much time doing that.
You're done.
And I did not want that to happen. I wanted to make sure I got everything done that I wanted to get done, and I didn't want to get to a point and say, oh darn, if I would have only done that.
Right. Well, I mean, like right now, you know, I've worked doing the same thing for like 17 years, which is a long time. And sometimes you feel like you need to change things. But I don't know.
Well, change is good. And like I've always said, if I ever left this, it would just be one morning I'd be gone. Because I don't like the big goodbyes.
Yeah. I don't know what would happen. I don't know if I did something different. Because I've been doing the same thing for a long time.
You could be happier.
I could be. I could have my dream job.
Plus, I should point out, there was never anybody I wanted to marry. If the subject ever came up, I was like, I don't know what you call it. It gave me
the willies.
Yeah, like heebie-jeebies. Even talking about it would make me uncomfortable. And the idea of kids, because that was talked about with a few people. And that was just, I don't think so. You know what I used to do when that subject would come up? I would start talking about names. Because I thought that diverted from the actual conversation about having kids. So if I ever talked about names, you know, that was probably my way of getting around that.
But maybe that would make them think you wanted to have kids and name them.
Oh, I've said this on the air. I thought if I ever had a kid, I would name it Bergen. I don't know why that name sticks with me. But if we're not talking about having kids, then I can talk about it. But if somebody brought it up to me, like people had in the past, having kids, and I start talking about names, that's me trying to get away from talking about having kids. But if I'm not talking about having kids with anybody, then the name thing's just a normal conversation.
Interesting.
I thought it was.
Well,
I just people who get married, God bless them.
Yeah, I don't know, in this day and age, I don't know.
I think somebody would have to ask me.
I don't know about that.
It'd be that reverse thing, you know?
But you would say no anyway.
Well, I don't know. It would depend on the person. There are certainly people I would say no to. Oh, yeah, there are definitely people I would say no to.
Do you have, like, a whole lot of people that you think might ask you to marry you?
Oh, I'm sure there's just a long list of people. They're lining up.
Well.
Does anybody have any opinions out there in listener land? The phone lines are open. Toll-free lines, 42 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz.
I mean, you know, I've been married a couple few times. So, obviously it never worked out any time. And I married the same man twice. Don't ever do that. I learned that. I learned my lesson there.
I just don't know if I'd be good at marriage. I really do believe that staying with somebody who you're not married to is much harder. Because you could leave at any time.
Yeah, you could.
Without any paperwork. So that means I think you really want to stay.
Right. But, you know, it's not too bad if you have, like, a lawyer in your family that can hook you up, and then divorces don't cost too much.
Well, that's a plus.
Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate in that aspect of my life.
I don't know. See, the marriage vows themselves sound bad to me. Till death do us part. Now, what language does that sound romantic?
Well, it's romantic because you'd be together forever.
Let's stay together till one of us drops.
Yeah. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah, but you know, does that mean you're free when you're dead?
I don't know. Nobody knows what happens when you die.
Well, no, but you know, you might be free up in heaven. Did anybody ever think about that? The verse there is, till death do us part. Well, death is it.
So, you're a free bird.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we won't know till we die. But then we can't tell anybody, so it's like, surprise.
Right, but I guess those wedding vows have expired at that point.
Yeah, they have.
Being with somebody for a long period of time, though, might be, I think people get tired of people.
Well, you know, I think it gets, you know, when you get older and you have, like, say the other person has to take care of somebody for a long time, that can be tiring and wearing on the other person. You know, that's having to take care of them. Like, I don't know. It just is hard. Life is hard.
That's why I say, just put me in a home. I would not mind being in a home. I think I would meet new people.
Well, you would probably enjoy it socializing with everybody. Probably like, I don't know. You would just like it. You'd like all the nurses coming in and taking care of you. You'd probably flirt with all the nurses.
Oh, you think I'm a flirter?
With the nurses, probably.
Well, no, I just think I would like it. Because at that point, if you can't take care of yourself, you probably feel safer having people take care of you.
I'll probably not have my mind when I'm older. So, I don't know. You may have to put me somewhere.
Well, I just, you know, the problem is giving somebody a bath, taking them to the restroom, getting them dressed every day. That's why, I've told Mom, speaking of Mom, I said, you're going to have to go to the home because I can't do that. People think they can do it, but when it gets to that point, if there's no end in sight, now people can do it for a period of time, but if the person is not dying, they just can't take care of themselves anymore, and you have no end in sight, you can't do that.
No, that's too much. That's too hard. And, like, I don't know how, like, without having the proper equipment, like, you can't lift people. I mean, it's hard to roll people.
It's dangerous for them.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, if they were to fall, what are you going to do? You can't lift them up.
Plus, at some point, if you're in your right mind, you have to say, because sometimes the other person doesn't want to put you in a home. They feel guilty. And you've got to say, listen, this is too much. I'll go to the home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think living wills are extremely important. And people should get them out and look at them.
I told you, I'm the big R.
Right. No, this is a living will. But yes, you're the big R.
The big R. Resuscitate.
And I'm like, I don't know about that. Well, like a DNR.
No. Because if you can R me, resuscitate, why would I not want to be resuscitated? Doesn't resuscitate mean you saved me?
Right. I would probably choose a DNR, though, if I was older. And, like, you know, was not in the best of health, I would pick a DNR. Not the big R.
Yeah, but if my health is still good enough to survive, then I want to survive.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
This whole broken ribs idea, I don't understand that. If you break my ribs and I'm dead, well, I'm not going to know I have broken ribs. But if I break my ribs and I'm alive, well, then all I got's broken ribs. I've survived.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just an odd thing to me. So living will. Now, what's that mean? What I want to happen in my final days?
Basically, or like, you know, if you want, like, comfort care, medicine. And
oh, I do want medicine.
Me too.
Why would I want to lay around in pain?
I don't know.
That's torture.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's just very important to have all that paperwork and then to get it out. That's extremely important.
Well, you know, it's like I said, sometimes it becomes a very... you either have to be selfish or selfless in that. It's like putting somebody in the home. You know, maybe you don't want to go to the home, but you see what effect it's having on the other person taking care of you. And you know they're going to be guilty if they send you. So you have to take the initiative and say, listen, just let me go there. I'll be fine. You can come visit me when you have time, and life will be easier on both of us. And the same thing with a living will. You know, you might not want to see the person doped up, but they might want to be doped up.
Right. Well, and I mean, I don't think it's even being doped up.
But I think that's what people think.
Well, I think that also, but I think it's just comfort.
Well, I get knocked out, I guess is what it is.
Not even knocked out.
Well, I think if you're on your last legs, some of the more heavy-duty pain medication is probably going to put you to sleep.
I don't know.
Which is fine by me. I'd rather be asleep than in pain.
I don't know.
Let me sleep all day. And then everybody comes to visit you.
In your worst time.
Yes, and I see that I am against. If somebody comes in and says, listen, you're it's over. You've only got 6 weeks to live. Now, I do not want people coming to visit me then. I wouldn't even tell anybody. Now, why would I want people coming to see me then? I'm tired. I got other things on my mind.
Well, I mean, maybe that's why a lot of people don't tell people.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
Maybe just, you know, just a few close people.
I'd tell people I had the flu.
The flu?
I have the flu. I just need to rest for a month or two.
I had the flu in the middle of summer. Yeah.
I got Lyme disease. I tell you what you tell people. You say, well, I don't know what I got, but it's heavily contagious, they told me.
Well, nowadays, all you just have to do is say, I got corona.
Right. Well, they'll think you're dying anyway, then.
Right.
I don't, you know, it's, I really have always, that and being shown, those are my two biggest fears. I don't want people to see me dead at all. Just forget that. And I don't like the idea of people seeing me when I'm ill.
Mm-hmm. I guess I very rarely, like, stop. I mean, I have to be extremely sick. Well, I remember after I got that second COVID shot, I had those body aches. I don't think my body had ever hurt so bad in my whole entire life. It was horrible. And we come up here on a Friday night, and that's when it started. Like, as soon as we got up here.
Well, dear,
that was horrible.
But, you know, I saw you during that.
You did. But did you know I felt that bad?
Well, yeah. The next day, yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Because I came to your house.
Yeah.
You asked me over.
I did.
See, there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, the body aches weren't like they were that night.
No, but do you remember when I got sick after the trip to,
Ontario?
Yeah. I shut the door. I did not want anybody coming in.
No, I left you a bag of stuff out on your front porch. I'm like, here's some crackers.
Which was very nice of you. I don't know why. Because I feel like I can't entertain when people are, when I'm sick. And also, you probably don't look your best. Not that I look my best any day. But, you know, you look a little rough. You might not even be dressed. You know, might just have your pajamas on. So, I don't want people seeing me like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it just maybe depends on, like, how much a person cares. Maybe a person would care and take you stuff. And, I mean, they don't care what you look like. They just want to make sure you're taken care of.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, sometimes when people break what you say and just do it anyway, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time somebody was in the hospital, back when we could go to the hospital, and they said they didn't want any visitors, and I went anyway. And I just walked in, and I said, I know you don't want any visitors, but too bad. You can call the nurse if you want to have a, throw me out, but by the time she comes down here, I'll be done with what I got to say anyways.
They didn't kick you out?
No, they laughed, and we had a nice little conversation. But sometimes you have to do that. You have to go against their wishes, and...
Just not when it comes to viewing you. When
No. Once you're dead, there's nothing more to see. But you know why? Because that's the last image. See, I don't... No. The last image of me, I want to be mobile. But I do not like cremation. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about cremation. I just can't... I can't see that.
Well, I mean, I think people do that because it's so much cheaper.
I mean, dead. You don't have to send the bills.
You don't have to buy a big casket and then...
I'm dead. Just send the bills. Just send them.
To who?
Whoever. I'm dead.
You have life insurance?
Yes, I do.
Well, hopefully who your person is will get you a nice casket.
See, I figure if I'm dead, I really don't need to be frugal anymore.
Well, I mean, you can't take this stuff with you.
I figure whatever I've got left, just sell and bury me.
Well, that's fine.
I'll go on forever in people. You know, it's very zen, but you go on in people's minds. That's really where you live. But that's where you live normally. You don't see people every day. Sometimes you don't see people for months at a time. So they just live in your mind.
Or on Facebook.
That too. Somebody's got to shut my Facebook down the moment I drop. Because I do not want people going on there leaving me messages. I'm dead. I can't read them. It's over.
I'm going to send you a message. If you die before me, I'm going to send you a message.
There will be no reply.
Scott, I miss you.
I'm dead. And then they come back on the anniversary of your death. I can't believe it's been a year since you've been gone.
I'm going to do that with my dad. You know, he died a year ago. And I'm going to post on my Facebook. And I'm going to tag you.
Well, that's different, though. Well, that's different.
How is that different?
Because you're not... His Facebook is now your mom's Facebook. So...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's probably going to get some stuff on her Facebook that day.
Right. So, you know, that's okay. But if it's just me, I can't read those things. People write to people like they're alive.
Like they're reading it.
Yeah. They're
like they can read the message.
They can't. You should have sent it while they were alive.
Well, I think I have my sister over my Facebook page when I die. So.
But she's older. What if she kicks off?
Well, that probably won't happen considering I am always the one with medical issues.
You never know. You can go at any time.
Right. Even tonight. You don't know.
Well, I hope not.
Well, let's hope not.
I got things to do.
Right. I got big, big plans.
I can't be kicking off tonight.
Nope. Gotta drive careful.
I don't know. To me, we have a very weird stigma in America when it comes to death. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to bring it up. We don't like when it happens. It's, you know, we even have a little, don't talk ill about the dead. Well, that's the best time to talk ill about somebody. You're not going to hear about it.
Do you think people will talk ill about you?
Oh, they're talking ill already. Wait till I die. Holy mackerel.
Hmm. Well?
That big mouth is finally shut up.
Well, I can only think of one person that might say that.
They're just waiting for the day.
One person.
Well, you know, at least I'll make somebody happy. But you got to have an epitaph. That's the only thing. You got to have an epitaph on your tombstone. You can't have one of those boring tombstones.
What do you think I should have on mine?
Whatever you want. You got to make your own. You don't want other people writing things on your tombstone.
But what would you write on mine?
Well, I would write, "I'm sorry you're gone. I'll catch you in the afterlife."
Maybe we'll float around somewhere and find each other.
Maybe.
Is that what you do up there? Float around?
Well, that's what I hope I'll do.
We can just float.
I'm curious.
But not curious enough.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to speed it up.
No.
I'm the big R. Well, I should let the audience know that Sunday morning, we have a program here on this station. Study His Word Radio, Sundays at 11:10 a.m. And we're all done for the night. Did you have fun?
Fun.
It's been a fun Friday night. I believe it's already raining outside.
I know, it sounds so yucky out.
Here comes the rain. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. For all of us at WWGH News, for Angie, this is Scott saying, have a good night. I'm heading for the dugout. My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking of you, things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh. You gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink? What are they before
Charlie?
They shrink?
No, wait, so you have mental anguish over this.
Yes,
now. So it's not only the physics.